Welcome along to episode 2 of this brand new podcast from Sedgemoor FM. Thank you for coming back for another week, or just stumbling upon this by accident. In this week's podcast, I get frustrated with terms and conditions, which I agree to. We eat cumin, and you'll find out how many bones there are in a giraffe's neck. Enjoy!
Somerset's hits.
Made in Bridgewater. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM playing you September Song by JP Cooper, and this is a new show for your Saturday evenings. I'm also joined by Jason.
Hey, Charlie.
Jason, hello. Now, you know what, Jason? I'm going to ask you how you are, simply so you can then ask me, and I'll launch into a pre-planned rant. So, Jason, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Charlie. How are you?
I feel a bit ripped off, a little cheated, and very disappointed.
Okay, tell me about it.
Which, much like the bosses feel, probably listening after last week. Yeah. But I sold my car during the week. Complete rust bucket, and I did a pre-MOT
what
check.
What car was it?
It was a Ford KA.
Very nice.
I did a pre-MOT check on it. It basically failed. It was an awkward thing because it failed the check and they went, it's failed, but off you go. So I went to sell it, and I went on one of those car buying websites. I won't say the name, but it's the one that claims to purchase a multitude of vehicles. And I got a rather generous quote for my car, and they then take a large chunk out for admin fees, and then they deduct more off it when they actually see the car. So that's exactly what I'm going to do with today's show. Okay. I'm going to promise a lot.
Is that the plan?
I'm going to say I'm going to play so many songs. Yep. I'm going to do so many jokes. Uh-huh. I'm going to have great content. And instead, I'm just going to massively underdeliver.
So much like we did last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point, actually. And, to be fair, I got 50 quid for something that was more rust than car. So pretty good going. I like your way of thinking. Here's Kesha on Sedgemoor FM. I
hear your heart. 104.2, this is Sedgemoor FM, made in Bridgewater.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM, playing you music from Clean Bandit, and before that, we had the Bee Gees. Now, I love talking to people, which is exactly why Jason's here. Hello,
hey.
Jason. Hiya. And it's now time for the part of the show which has been inspired by children's TV shows and the part where they read out birthday cards and messages. Have you watched any in the week for research, by the way?
I haven't, no.
No, I have, but
have you?
Not for research. We haven't actually had any correspondence in yet. It's a new show, completely understandable. So we're just going to wing it once again. Are you going to join in with the song?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Post bag chat. Yes, Jason. Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome along to Postbag Chat. Thank you so much for getting in touch in non-existent droves. Let's have a look at the inbox in emails. Hello to a Mr. Do Not Reply. They contacted me during the week to let me know that I no longer own my car. Don't worry, children. I simply sold it. Don't you think I've had stuff repossessed? Instead, I'm now the proud owner of a car which wasn't made before Oasis released a majority of their hits. Thank you for getting in touch with your incredible... incredibly kind and sweet email, which started with the words every boy wants to hear, this is an automated email. In another brilliant correspondence, Bristol Zoo have emailed me to let me know that the baby hippo that was born last August, which is adorably called Hugo, is doing very well and now weighs the same as 300 blueberry muffins.
300. Nice.
I'm just incredibly glad that my grandma doesn't use the same method when writing her family Christmas letter, because I had an incredibly chubby Christmas and it would have put me to shame. If you would like to get in touch with the show, and especially with Postbag Chat, all you need to do is email studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk and put Postbag Chat in the email headline. studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Somerset's hits.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM playing you the Chainsmokers with Paris. And it's now time for me to thank you for listening. Because some other stations give away cars, holiday, big cash prizes. And instead, I'm going to give you answers to a quiz. And the idea is that I give you the answers, you call someone into the room or car, so when after the 7 o'clock news or whenever in the podcast, if we're happy to
random,
make it.
Just call a random stranger into your car.
Yeah, give them the answers.
Give them the gift of knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll make you seem really clever. So Jason's going to be taking part as well. Do you have a pen? Yeah, you're ready.
I do.
Okay, so here are the answers you need to write down. Question number one is, how many bones in a giraffe's neck? You need to write down seven.
Only seven.
Interesting. Yeah. What was Mickey Mouse's name before they changed it to Mickey? Mortimer. I love you went, oh, as if like, oh, I've got to work this out. No, I'm going to give the answer. So you need Mortimer Mouse. Mortimer Mouse. And Sian bought a TV in the January sales, which had been reduced by 20%. If she paid £290 for it, what was the original price? £362.50. So that's seven, Mortimer, and £362.50.
Nice.
So what we're going to do after the news is we're going to pretend I haven't said the answers and get someone else in the room in so you can pretend to be
and
really
I'm
clever.
Look the smartest I've ever looked.
And I'll give you a clap for well done.
Cool.
Leading us up to the news, this is Keen on Sedgemoor FM.
On 104.2.
Playing Somerset's hits.
This is Sedgemoor FM.
That was Ed Sheeran on Sedgemoor FM, and this is Charlie with your Saturday evening show. Thanks for choosing us today. Jason's here with me as well. Hi,
hey,
Jason.
How's it going?
Unfortunately, this is the bit that both you and me are dreading now.
Wait, Charlie, why are we doing this?
Okay, because I'll tell you why. On this radio, on another radio station, at the same time, they celebrate Saturday with a Spice Girl. So we flip that on its head with disastrous results. We have music from the Saturdays and some Spice. It's celebrating Spice with the Saturdays. So basically, myself and Jason have to eat a teaspoon of spice each. Last week was paprika, and then we have to talk about a local event.
Well, we had a teaspoon of paprika last time.
Oh, you've got a tablespoon.
This time we've got a tablespoon of cumin. A
tablespoon of cumin.
So we're ramping it up slightly.
What's nice, though, is we'll have a nice relaxing song from Maria McKee afterwards.
Yeah,
so we can fire that in after this pandemonium. So I'll be a gentleman and let you go first.
How's that side?
Okay, so ready... And then you've got to talk about your local event.
All right, ready.
Here we go. Oh, we've got water. Oh, I can smell it from here. That's hit me in the nostrils. Right, go talk about the event.
Open mic night. Thursday 23rd... Oh, mate.
Keep going.
Thursday 23rd of March, Sedgemoor FM has teamed up with the Purple Spoon Cafe. It starts at 7. Come and play a set acoustically.
Okay, move away from the mic because this sounds disgusting. Here we go. There's a race night at the Windmill Bar in Bristol in Burnham on Friday. It's a free entry, everyone's welcome. That is awful. It's Maria McKee.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That was Naked with Sexual on Sedgemoor FM, and this is Charlie with a new show for Saturday nights, and Jason's here on Tenderhooks.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Are you ready for the answers?
I can't wait.
Okay, it's now time for...
The Impossible Quiz!
Nice, right. Sorry, I've got Kevin coming back up. Okay, so it's time to recap the questions. So I said, how many bones in a giraffe's neck? What was Mickey Mouse's name before they changed it to Mickey? And Sian bought a TV in the January sales.
You're right there, Charlie.
No. Which had been reduced by 20%. If she paid £290 for it, what was the original price? So, those were the questions. Jason, how many bones in a giraffe's neck?
Seven.
Absolutely correct.
Yes.
You get a point. We still haven't given each other dings.
We need a ding still.
Ding. What was Mickey Mouse's name before they changed it to Mickey?
I believe it was Mortimer.
Again, absolutely correct. I'm actually crying out of one eye now. Sian bought a TV in the January sales, which had been reduced by 20%. If she paid £290 for it, what was the original price?
I had a calculator. £362.50.
Absolutely correct. Well done. And you get... Well done. We'll be taking part in that before the 7 o'clock news next week. And actually, here's a prize in itself. This is Steps with 5678 on Sedgemoor FM.
It's time to begin. I'm counting in. 5678.
Playing between Somerset's hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
Don't put your blame on me.
That was Rag and Bone Man on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie with your Saturday evening entertainment. Hiya. Thanks for joining me today. Also joining me in the studio is producer Jason.
Hello.
I now hand the show over to you.
So this is the part of the show where I've spent the last week stalking all of Charlie's Twitter pages and social statuses.
What do you call it, Jason?
And this is Charlie Says.
Charlie Says.
So, Charlie,
yes.
I've made two completely fabricated
fake news.
Yeah, social statuses.
Yep.
One of them is yours, and you have to guess which one that is.
Okay, hit
Are
me
ready.
With it. Yeah, oh. At Charlie Hocken on Twitter, thank you.
I've had a really sore throat this week, all the talking I do, but I am slowly beginning to sound like Batman. Hashtag, I am the Batman.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is, has anyone else seen the Night Nurse advert and enjoy the way the man says tickly cough? No? Okay. And the final one is, the doctor told me that gargling salt water is good for a sore throat, but now I have to go back to him for my sore neck because I keep leaning back to gargle.
Okay, number three is something I would say, but I don't go to the doctor, so I need to register for the doctor. I moved into my new house like a year and a half ago. I joined the library, but I just haven't joined the doctor or the dentist.
So it's between Batman and Tickly Cough advert.
Tickly Cough rings a bell. What annoys me about this is you're very good at writing like me on Twitter. And I think I have said something about Batman before, because yeah. I delight in whenever I have a deep voice.
So is that what you're going for? You're going for the Batman?
I'm going Tickly Cough.
It was Tickly Cough.
Yes, I know me very nice. Well. Brilliant. So that was yet another edition of Charlie Says.
Charlie Says.
Could you do at least one more week of stalking?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll do it next week. Up next is a classic from Dirty Dancing after Jason here does just a job.
Playing Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM, and that was Little Mix. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jason, have you enjoyed the show?
It's been fun. I like it.
We're going to end the show now, as we always do, ever since last week. Other stations do it. It's time for reflection. It's pause for thought. Still got the cumin on you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back next week from 5 p.m. Will Mitchell will be waking you up tomorrow from 7. And rather appropriately now, this is Republica with Ready to Go, because we are ready to go. That would be cheesy, except it's not pre-planned, and it just already appeared in the music log.
Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's
hits.